We welcome in Chairperson of Lincoln County Commissioners Chris Bruns, along with Commissioner Kent Weems, joining us to recap yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. So, Commissioner Bruns, Commissioner Weems, good to see you gentlemen back in the studio today.
Well, good morning, Tristan. Good morning, George.
Morning.
Terrific
morning.
Tuesday.
Good to see you.
Yes, terrific Tuesday edition. Now, Commissioner Weems, the rain dance has not been working out as well as I had hoped. Are you sure you're doing it right?
Apparently not. maybe.
It's hard to get the gist of that.
Yeah,
you asked Walt Johnson to take that over for you yesterday.
Yeah, Walt, our compadre from the north, was in yesterday, and I said, "Please, Walt, lend a hand."
Yeah.
I'm not very good at it.
We need it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's been beautiful temperatures. Both you gentlemen have a good Easter.
We did. At least I did. I spent some time with family.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I
enjoyable.
Did too. Ours was a little fragmented because family went here and family went there, and
a little spread out.
Yeah, and we had to traverse to Callaway to see my mom because we had to put her in a home here recently with her decline and dementia, unfortunately. So first year we haven't been able to celebrate Easter with her at home. So
a little bit different,
it's
but that's
different,
a beautiful drive into Callaway.
Yeah, and she's doing well. So
glad to hear.
Yeah, we made the best of it.
Good.
Yeah,
life gives you lemons.
It does.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, Commissioner Weems and I were talking off the air before you came into the studio just a minute ago about the agenda yesterday, and I think the biggest item on the agenda is the interviews that were conducted, and this is an ongoing process to fill the vacancy for the Lincoln County Department of Roads.
Yeah, so we concluded our interview process and made a selection yesterday. That process has been going on for a few months now. I'm actually quite surprised that we got it done as quickly as we did. Because a lot of companies, a lot of municipalities, they have a hard time filling key positions like that with quality talent, and we were blessed to get a few good, high quality individuals apply for that.
You had
position.
A handful of applicants or something, didn't you?
We did. We had a handful of applicants. We interviewed four of them, whittled it down to two. Commissioner Woodruff and I did, and we brought the two finalists before the full board yesterday, and.
And
it was a hard decision.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always tough to pick one, especially if you got a lot of qualified people. So who did you pick?
So we ended up picking a Jason Schultz. He's born and raised in eastern Colorado, in rural Colorado. He's got 30-plus years of solid experience in construction and civil construction. Including mm-hmm. senior level positions, leadership positions, project management positions. He's going to bring a great skill set to that department of continuous improvement and great people skills. So I'm excited about the pick that we selected for the highway superintendent.
Great.
Commissioner Weems, your thoughts on the interview process and the selection as well?
Well, I think Chris and Jerry did a great job of going through the preliminary interview process and brought us two really good people. In these deals, you can't be emotional. You can't, you know, we're good friends with Brian Gloss, our other finalist,
mm-hmm.
and we like him tremendously, and we like his skill set and what he brings to the table. But I liken it to the treasure pick that we had to do here last year, and ultimately you want to make that department stronger. And we have a commitment from Brian that he's going to remain on staff, and he'll be a key player, key leader in that department. And I think they complement each other. And so that weighed heavily in it. And the civil construction experiences also weighed heavily with me. His experience and knowledge with aggregates, as you probably know from prior conversations, I've been pushing for 5 or 6 years before I was on the board for this county to look at other aggregate material so that we could build better roads and spend money once instead of multiple times with gravel that doesn't stay put. And you'd think that would be basic, but some folks didn't seem to get the gist of it. And I know this guy dealing with those kind of construction projects is going to, in fact, get that. And he'll be on board with some of the things we've done as far as transitioning to big, high traffic roads, putting a better product down so that we don't have to go back and babysit it. And that costs money as well. So,
And I think it's a tough balancing act too, Commissioner Bruns, as you know better than I do, because we need somebody that's going to give attention to the department right now. There's work to be done today, essentially. But you're also thinking about 10 years from now, too, as a county commissioner.
Yeah, and so I think that's one thing that we're blessed with. We have Brian Gloss is fantastic. Our roads foremen are fantastic. Jen that works in the office, she's fantastic. They're doing a lot of really good things to keep that department moving as it is right now and get things done right now. And our new highway superintendent, Jason, gets in there, I truly feel he'll be a plug and play. I don't think it will take him long to get up to breast of what's going on. It might take him a little bit to get acquainted with our 1,700 miles of county roads
that we have
in Lincoln County.
Thankfully, maps are easier to read than ever before.
but I trust he's a quick study based off the conversations that I've had with him. And I think long term, he's going to build that department out in a meaningful way, as far as making sure that the individuals that are in that department already, that we're expounding on the talents that they have, building on the strengths that they have, making sure they're on the right seat on the bus, and creating efficiencies, which is being mindful of the taxpayers and trying to control costs, especially in the inflationary environment that we're in right now. Mm-hmm. So
very important to control costs, right? That's thrown a few a bug in a few of the plans for some road improvements, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Is he kind of familiar with this area, or Eastern Colorado has some sandy country? I know, like, so maybe he's familiar with working with that territory.
The topography he's very familiar with. He's used to working all over the country on different major projects, multi-million-dollar projects. He's got experience with in all different types of topography and climate. But his family does live here.
Awesome.
His son is actually one of our deputies.
Oh, really?
And him and his wife
Sheriff's deputy?
Yep, sheriff's deputy. His wife and him followed them out here. And so he's been commuting for the past several years from North Platte to the Denver area.
Oh, my goodness.
To work during the week and then coming home on the weekend.
Oh, okay.
So
this will be a dream come true for
him. Yes,
Quite the commute.
So he's excited. He's ready to get out here full time and jump right in.
Should be noted too, Chris, for the listeners, that the entire board expressed our appreciation for the staff we have out there, as you alluded to and referenced, and we made it clear that we wanted somebody that was going to lead and train and tutor, not someone to come in and be heavy-handed. And he acknowledged that and committed to that, and we'll certainly hold him to that, because we're not going to go backwards as far as the morale and that staff. We've got a good thing going, and he's pledged to continue that and to seek their input and advice, and that's important to us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, Commissioner Brunt, speaking of law enforcement, there was a conversation yesterday at the county commissioners meeting too, revolving an extra campaign from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department.
So we had representatives from the sheriff's office come in asking for the authorization of my signature on a formal application for the nationwide Click It or Ticket grant, which basically will allow them to apply for about $15,000 to be utilized in overtime wages for our deputies, who they just jump all over this.
Understandably
any chance
so.
That they get to get that overtime pay, they're jumping on it.
Not to mention keeping our roadways a little extra safer
and,
as well.
And that is the goal. So they will be looking to, late April time frame, early May time frame. That's the window. I'm not going to give the specific dates right now, but that's the time frame that they're looking to ensure that people are buckled up and any other traffic violations that those are taken care of and people are driving safe on our roads.
Was Sheriff Kramer in attendance yesterday, or Chief Deputy Kramer?
No, Sheriff Kramer is actually still out of town in Honduras, I believe.
Really?
So
we had Dan Newton in the, building.
Oh, sure. Blessed to have him in the department for a number
of
years.
The lieutenant kind of spearheads these and does a great job with that. So he was their liaison. So
blessed to have a number of individuals at the department that can be spokesmen for the department or spokeswomen.
And also note that it's a lot of emphasis on small children not being buckled properly.
Right. Sure. So, or not being in the right car seat or not situated properly.
That's really where their focus is on this program.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So drive safe out there, people.
Drive safe.
Absolutely.
Have your youngsters tied in right.
Yes. If there's ever a doubt, there's plenty of resources online. But when in doubt, just go to the sheriff's station and ask.
Well, my dad's seatbelt was his right arm when I was little, but...
Times have changed a little bit, Mr. Weems. You're dating yourself, sir.
Yeah, we had lap belts, but they were underneath the seat.
Yeah. You're dating yourself this morning, Mr. Weems.
I know.
A lot of us grew up that era,
Yeah,
he's in good company.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Weems, Commissioner Bruns, anything else you gentlemen would like to bring up this morning on the heels of yesterday's meeting?
No, I think just a couple other things. The agenda was fairly light otherwise, but we are working with the city on some asphalt overlay maintenance projects, trying to save the taxpayers some cost on West Walker Road and State Farm.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
So Walker, city and county taxpayers, I might add.
Yeah, so, you know, anytime that we can get in there and create some efficiencies by piggybacking on projects that they have, we don't have to worry about them bringing in a plant, and we can get that asphalt.
Another example of how our county and city government work so well together.
Yeah, we have a good partnership, a really good partnership.
Yeah, it's a transitional area of from city to county road, and it's really a no-brainer to do it because we're going to be able to piggyback in there for $130 a ton, and
instead of $189 plus.
Yeah, and it's going to be in excess of $200. And we've even been told by a number of vendors that they're not even going to bid overlays this year.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, so this was a last-minute opportunity that Chris coordinated, and I think actually Joe had a little hand in this too at some point in time.
Jerry, excuse me.
And so it's a bargain as it is, and it might be one of the few that we get accomplished this year with the hyperinflation. And
so this is West Walker Road, I'm guessing?
West Walker Road between Echo and Buffalo.
Okay.
And then
the tail end out there before you hit Buffalo.
Exactly. And then on State Farm, it'll be west of Buffalo until the oil surface ends.
Out by the old Leaper Kennel area, if you're familiar with that.
Vaguely.
Okay.
But it's west.
Yes.
State Farm.
Okay. Well, Commissioner Weems, if anybody wants to get in contact with you as their Lincoln County Commissioner, how can they do so, sir?
Well, you can go to the website, and I have the official email address, which I can never recite because it's not my own, but my cell phone is 520-7777.
And Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you, what's the best way for them to do so, sir?
My cell phone is the best way to reach me, 308-660-6049. But again, if you go to the county website and click on the Commissioners tab, click on one of the commissioner, whoever your commissioner is, click on their name, it'll take you to a hyperlink to their email address. So,
and if you don't know who your commissioner is, you can find out on the website as well.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that's not necessary as well. I had a call yesterday inquiring as to if the individual could assume ownership of a small portion of an alley in one of our small communities that she's been told is county property. And I'm going to run with that and get that solved and get answers for that. So it doesn't matter if that is your area or not. We don't worry about that. We just take care of it.
Not beholden to our district lines.
Yeah.
We serve all of Lincoln County.
Represent the county very well, and it's not a jurisdiction battle like we see on the TV.
Well, you can't be efficient in that and operate that way. And, you know, when Bill Henry was on the board, he handled a number of calls on my behalf. Mm-hmm. So it goes with the territory. You just solve problems.
Par for the course as an elected official, I'd say. So.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you again next week.
You bet. Thank you.
George, Tristan.
Yep. Good to see you.